Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe and funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Morton. The Duluth Art Institute is opening two new shows this Thursday at the Institute. The Photography of Esther Buble opens with a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. Included in the celebration is the show up in the John Steffel Gallery, Mad Women. It's up through July, and the show highlights the work of Northland women artists in advertising. 10 women who work in commercial art are in the show, including the work of hometown favorite illustrator Chris Monroe, Joan Henrich, Deb Salzer, Patrice Bradley, Marsha Heisted, Marion Lansky, and Lisa Blade, and more. Lisa Blade took some time to speak about the show and her work with Radio Gallery. Lisa Blade is a graphic designer whose fine artwork is primarily watercolor. Welcome, Lisa. Tell us about the show, Mad Women.
We're not angry women. Well, we may be angry women, but Mad Women refers to Madison Avenue. And it's a takeoff on the show, which the Depot is using just to kind of put their arms around that whole genre that exists, because there are creative people that can't necessarily make a living doing what they love, so they do the next best thing, which is something that they can kind of incorporate that creativity into something that pays the bills as well, which is commercial art in a lot of cases. That's what Mad Women is about. It's 10 artists here in the Northland, all women, that are Madison Avenue ladies, or maybe it's Superior Street here. but all women that participate both in commercial art and fine art. Patrice Bradley, who does video, so her fine piece, I believe, is going to be videography. And Marsha Heisted. There's going to be a lot of diverse talent. I don't think there's many of us in our fine work that'll be overlapping. Yeah, it should be a great show. Very diverse. And then with the photography exhibit there, it's going to be just one heck of a night. There's going to be a panel discussion. I think it's June 2nd. That'll be a fantastic opportunity to really get to know these women and their art more specifically. We each get about 10 and a half feet of display space. When they had their request or their call out for artists, they said that we were to show equal strengths of our fine work and our commercial work. So I solicited two pieces that are in private collections that I think sort of cover my breadth as far as a watercolor artist. That was the Depot's interest in me as far as fine work. One is of a bird in motion that was created for a particular lady here in town, and she's a very ethereal, powerful woman, and so I wanted to have, you know, multi levels in the piece to represent her. Then the other piece is the largest private piece that I've ever done, and it's a portrait of five children. It's almost life size. It's a full elephant, and it's done in transparent watercolors. So those two pieces will be my fine work. And then I have four panels of commercial work. I work for myself currently. I've worked for magazine companies. I've worked as an illustrator, photographer. I've written soft news content for support agencies, for newspapers. And you're called on to do whatever you can do, really. And so I have a very diverse background. I've worked here in town for Grandma's Marathon, which if you've been down to the office, you know, it's one person that does everything from their national ad campaigns to their, you know, water signs that hang in the buses and, you know, ice on the volunteers' tables. So you do a lot of different things. And I think that kind of is a good encapsulation of my whole career. I've always been in situations where I've had the opportunity to do a lot of different things. And right now, working for myself, that's absolutely the case. If there are young people that are out there and people are saying, you know, don't do commercial art, there's so much competition. Well, do you really want to be in a career where there isn't competition?
Again, two new shows spotlighting women art at the Duluth Art Institute with the reception Thursday, May 12th from 5 to 7 p.m. And then, of course, the artist talk on June 2nd. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Liz Peterson and Maya Morton. Music by Willie Murphy, with funding provided by the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior. For more information about the show Mad Women and other exhibits at the DAI, or to listen again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. You can subscribe to our podcast also at KUMD.org under Audio Archives, or you can listen again to any previous show on Radio Gallery. They're all there in the Audio Archives. If you appreciate the program Radio Gallery, email us at KUMD@KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Morton. Thanks for listening.